broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
I have not, because I don't feel like there's any real support there. No one has issues.
The take-home lesson from this is that, well, they were very, very unprofessional.
Are you blonde? Are you blonde with...
No. Some have gone out onto the streets to protest, say that...
And he pulled his pants down?
There is something that I got to tell you now.
Who's the wiener here?
Famous Phil Henry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Our number 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. As we continue talking here with Professor Emory Clayton about a lot more than just Louis Farrakhan. We're talking about college educations, and who has the right to speak in America, a country built on free speech. We'll be back with Professor Clayton here in just a moment. 877-876-PHIL and our website, philhenryshow.com, where we have rolled out the next generation of Phil TV. Our live webcast is enhanced tonight, and we hope you join us with a backstage pass and watch as we give you multiple camera angles, enhanced effects, and a whole new viewing experience on the World Wide Web here, the Phil Henry Show. As well as, of course, with a backstage pass, our archives, as well as our podcast, the daily podcast, you can access at philhenryshow.com and through iTunes as well, and our classic podcast. So lots to do, and a lot waiting for you at philhenryshow.com. 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. And so before we get back to some phone calls, and we appreciate the people who have been hanging on with us, Professor Clayton, back with us. And, you know, obviously you've raised a ruckus here, Professor Clayton, starting with your contention that I did not have the right to laugh at you during that talk you gave, and then moving on to I don't really have the right to talk to you about this issue, and then moving on to the fact that I'm uneducated. And it doesn't seem to bother you that you sound effete, you sound...
That's one of those 50-cent words.
Well, you sound Machiavellian, totalitarian, you sound dictatorial, you sound controlling. What word would you like to use?
Here's the word I'd like to use. I'm educated. I'm educated, Phil. Now, I know... I give every man his due. Don't think that I'm not egalitarian. I'm a very egalitarian man, but I give every man his due, but I also know what each man is due. Now, if you want me on your radio program, I've been doing your radio program. I'm here in the middle of the night, and I'd love to be on, I don't know if you're familiar, on that Mike Malloy show. I want to get on that show and do some of these other shows that are not overnight, and I'm buried. I mean, I'm buried alive in the middle of the night. I don't know if you ever heard. There's only one band that I like of that, what you call heavy metal, because most of my music, as you probably imagine, I like black music. But I do like that one band that's called Venom. And
I know Venom. They're a metal band.
Yes, and they've got a song called Buried Alive. And doing these radio shows with you, man, when I hear that man sing that song, drinking that Newcastle beer like those white people do in England, I'm buried alive, all right. I'm trying to claw myself out of the dirt.
Well, you know, if you're having a hard time dealing with being on this show, then maybe we can just conclude.
No, I'm not. You get so touchy, don't you?
Well, you're talking about the fact that I'm not educated, the fact that you're buried alive here in the middle of the night on my show. You'd rather be on Mike Malloy's show.
Well, because Mike Malloy agrees with the great... You're a conservative. You're talking about Patriot Radio and all this. And,
well, why don't we talk about Wisconsin, but you don't want to do that either.
I'm not going to get involved in a discussion of Wisconsin where I'm going to be sucked in to having to talk to people that are not educated enough on the issue of Wisconsin to debate intelligently, and all they know how to do is call me... stuck up and get all mad at me because I'm smarter than them. I won't have it. I will not have that. I'd love to talk about Wisconsin. I'd love to talk about Wisconsin with you, Phil. And I've told you how you can talk about Wisconsin with me.
Yeah, you told me go back and get two more years of school.
Right. You go back and get your bachelor's degree because you got 2 years at JC, my friend. That ain't going to get it done. That just don't cut it. That don't cut it, the conversation with me. You want to sit down and break bread with me? At least I'm being honest with you.
877-876-7445. Must be a very lonely world not having anybody to talk to.
Wait a second. I got plenty of people to talk to.
You got plenty of people to talk to. You should not get so upset when a man such as myself, as low on the totem pole as I am, laughs during one of your speeches. Here is Lynn in Charlotte, North Carolina. Go ahead, Lynn.
I wasn't giving a speech. I was giving a talk.
All right. Go ahead, Lynn. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Clayton. Yes, ma'am. Lynn.
Yes, Mr. Clayton. I'm in a situation where that I deal with a lot of different people of a lot of different cultures, and I can spot a professor right off because they seem to have this arrogance about them that their way is the only way. And I just think it's really unfortunate that our young people are going and they're going to college. They're putting themselves in front of someone like you who is so extremely opinionated that you don't have time to listen to people. And I think if you were a little nicer to people, maybe they'd be nicer to you.
I do have time. I do have time to listen to people. And I do listen to people. And I can't help it if I'm right. When I look at someone, and he says to me, Mr. Hendry, I've got a year and a half of JC, and then he laughs at me. Laughs in my face.
Just because you have an education doesn't mean you're right. And like I said before, to think that our young people are going to college and they get your opinion, which seems to be the only opinion, on regardless of what it is, I just think it's really, really sad.
My opinion is the only opinion. But I will say that Mr. Hendry does not have the education to debate me. Now, if I had someone, I don't know what your education is.
You had people coming on here with education.
Whoa, excuse me. I'm talking to the lady. Ma'am, what is your educational level?
Actually, I went to high school, but I also know how to treat people like people. And, you know, I'm not going out there. I'm not trying to agonize people.
Okay.
What does that mean?
You wasted my time, Mr. Hendry.
I'm not wasting your time.
If you treat people the way that you want to be treated? And I think you get from people what you ask for. And I deal with professors.
I know. When you make lemons, make lemonade out of lemons, and you make a pig's ear out of a sow's sorry. The point is that...
Don't be condescending, okay?
I thought you were lining up people that had been to college. I thought you were lining them up for me.
I think
so that
you
we
need
go
to
run,
talk
bang,
to people
bang,
who are
bang.
Human. I'm human. Couldn't afford to go to college doesn't make me an idiot.
What we're talking about, Professor Clayton, is how to treat people.
I know what you're doing. It's like I may not be a great man, but at least I'm a civil man. I understand that. I saw Sounder with Cicely Tyson.
I just think
you know it's all
kindness.
Exactly.
I think the world needs kindness, but I also feel that the world needs a little more ass kicking. I think we got to put our boot in the ass of a few people. And I think some of these, like you, Mr. Henry, 2 years of college, I put my boot in your ass. Why don't you go back and get your BA? Or you've been spending too much time in college flashing a BA. I bet you that was your problem.
Well, that's very nice talk with a lady on the line.
Oh, she knows. She knows I'm clowning.
Anyway, Lynn, thank you very much for your call.
I agree with the lady. There should be more kindness. I agree with you, ma'am. But
I will put you on my prayer list that God will come down and thump you on the head and make you nicer. You have a blessed day.
You know, that's another way of saying F you. You know that, don't you?
What is?
Saying I'll pray for you. That's another way of people so they can say, boy, I'd like it.
Well, you see, you're in this area of condescension.
No, I'm not, Phil.
Yes, you are. You're in an area of condescension where now it's, I saw Sounder with Cicely Tyson. And a pig's ear out of a sow's purse or whatever.
A pig's ear out of a sow's purse? You mean a sow's purse out of a sow? Oh, boy, you got it so jacked up and balled up, I don't even know what it is.
A silk purse out of a sow's ear.
There, look at that. That's what 2 years of college gets you. You got to sit there and rack your brains over something like that? Give me a break. I didn't disrespect that lady at all.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You're talking to her, you're talking to me like we don't rate. And you don't want to talk about Wisconsin because we don't have the education. Mike in Bakersfield, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead.
Oh, Thanks, Phil. I mean, I'm trying to maintain a level.
I'm trying to maintain a certain level.
For quite a while, just seething, listening to this individual. Because, Professor, you are not a teacher. You are a professor. There is a difference. You can be well-rounded, well-educated, without going to college. You can have knowledge. You can have opinions. Professor, what is the spacing of a 2x4 in a wall? How many inches on center? Do you know?
I hire a guy. You don't know.
What is an SCCM? A skim. SCCM.
I know what that is. It's something a guy without a college education needs to know about.
Okay.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Squared cubic centimeter. It is a flow measurement of gases in the semiconductor industry, Professor.
It means nothing.
Do you know what a TOR is? Of course not.
There's no point to that.
Because you, sir, could not find your butt with a flashlight, a roadmap, and both hands. You are a pompous, arrogant individual whose only claim is that I'm an educated
Who cares? I don't need to know that. I hire a man to know that.
But you claim to be educated. You claim to have a college degree. You should know this stuff.
That's something you learn in manual arts. You don't learn that in college.
No, sir.
You learn that on a matchbook company, working on multi-million dollar tools, producing the chips that are in the computer that you use every day. You learn that at night on a matchbook, one of the matchbook universities.
You learn that in school.
That's exactly right.
Professor, what is FSII?
What is the basic lower bicameral House of Sudan?
Sir, I do not know.
You don't know.
Okay.
You don't know. You don't know
now,
how the nations of the world stack up.
How is knowing that applicable and financially viable?
So the next time you get up on a radio station and talk about Africa, you know now. What is a midget?
Because the only way you can earn a living.
What do you mean, what's a midget?
That you are producing.
I bet you don't even know what a midget is.
What is that supposed to mean?
A midget.
What is a midget?
Yes.
A midget is a small person. It is a small vehicle. It is a measure of dimensions.
I gave you an easy one. Now,
You know, this is a conversation that we're having.
I gave him an easy one. But what he's trying to do is he's laying some stuff on me that he took at Manual Arts High School, and he's trying to ask me what that means. And
Professor, I got a four-year degree. You stay right there in college. Because if you had to get your hands dirty and actually earn a living, you couldn't do it. Thank you very much.
What I do, don't you dare hang up. I get the last word on
that. Oh, hold on. Thanks very much for your call, sir. 877-876-7445. This asinine conversation with Professor Emery Clayton will continue after the break. How much education do you need? I'm going to get into Wisconsin with him and what's going on in Wisconsin, even though I don't have enough education to talk to him about it. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we have Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard in our news hour, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Our Patriot line is open. Professor Emery Clayton has joined us. It's always a challenging time, Professor. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has said that the Democrats better come back or they're going to have to move ahead with a budget that is essentially going to further strap the state. Okay?
Yeah.
Again, something that you don't know anything about.
And can you not be so insulting?
Well, I'm trying not to be. What I'm trying to say is, you know, let the record show you laughed at me. And
I laughed at you. It's over, okay? I thought you accepted my apology.
I did accept your apology. I did accept your apology. You want to talk about Wisconsin? All right, we can talk about Wisconsin. We can talk about Louis Farrakhan if you want. That'd be fine. But I'm going to tell you, as God is my, as God made green little apples, that if I'm right and you're wrong, you have to take it like a man. And that's the problem we've got with so many people these days that get involved in these conversations, political conversation. And I find myself arguing circles around these people, and they can't even take it like a man. And for me to find truth...
Well, you know, maybe you're not exactly convincing them.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, though. If I don't convince them, that is a question of their education. What I'm talking about.
All right, 877-876-7445. We'll take another phone call here, and we have Lorraine in Mobile, Alabama. Lorraine, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead, please.
Professor Clayton, you may have a college education, but the world teaches you common sense, and you wouldn't be affecting your health by trying to force people to believe like you if you would just listen.
I listen to people, ma'am. I listen all the time. And these days...
I'm 83 years old. And,
You made it through some
years. I haven't heard anything that you've taught me.
Well, I can tell you, ma'am, that... Well, I'd be happy to teach you, but I have a classroom full of young people I teach, and I'd be happy to teach you, Lorraine, but Mr. Henry feels the need to continue to talk and talk about things he don't know anything about.
Like what?
Well, you want to talk about Wisconsin, and I'm sure Lorraine would like to talk about Wisconsin. Wisconsin is known as the Badger State. You know why? Because the way they run their lives up there, it badgers people to death. The way they run their lives up there, the way they run everything into the ground. You know what's a cheese, Lorraine? They have cheese in Wisconsin. You understand that?
Do you agree with them, the one that's on strike?
Ma'am, you're telling me you don't even know they got cheese in Wisconsin.
She couldn't hear you. She's asking, do you...
You tell people what they believe and what they think. You have no idea because you don't ever listen.
Well, ma'am, I asked you, are you aware of the fact that they have cheese in Wisconsin? Cheese in Wisconsin. Cheese. You're aware of that?
Yes, she's aware of that.
No, I'm just asking the lady if she is.
Well, I didn't call to talk about Wisconsin. I called to try to save you a little time in making yourself sick. You can't force people to believe you when they know better.
You're absolutely right, ma'am. You're absolutely right. And when they know better, no, you're absolutely right, you know. But I'll tell you something. If people think they know better but they don't, and I can feel my guts starting to churn, and I'm, and forgive me for saying this, but I'm on a toilet for the rest of the day. You know what I'm talking about. Who did that? Did I do that, or did they do that? They did that. They did
you just
that.
Make yourself sick by thinking everybody has to agree with you. You have to learn to take it both ways.
You know, the thing of it is Professor Clayton, even if they're wrong and you're right, you have to just say, well, you know.
All right. Do you do that on your show? Of course you don't.
Well, I'm on a radio show. I have to maintain a level of credibility.
What? What does that mean exactly?
That means that it's different from being in a classroom. Hey, thank you very much, Lorraine. Very nice call, and good of you to talk to us tonight. Our number 877-876, Phil. 877-876, Phil. I thought I heard music going there in the background. Maybe not. Let's go over to John. We've got about a minute to go in this segment. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
I don't mean to talk about Wisconsin. I'm in the military, so my national discussions are a little out of whack, but I usually keep up with international just because of the fact of where we might go, where we might be.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
My thing is the whole uprising in the U.S., and I mean, if you're going to go with riots and stuff like that, well, that happens all the time. But it's normally settled through the police or the courts. And if you look at Wisconsin, those are peaceful riots or peaceful protesters, and the police said that they weren't going to take them out of the building because they were being peaceful.
Hold on, John. John, hold the line. We'll be right back with you, John, and with Professor Emory Clayton here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Radio for Patriots by Patriots.
Phil Hendry. Now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And with me is Professor Emory Clayton here. And if you're looking on our videocast, philhendryshow.com, the backdrop there is the city of Seattle.
What city are you in?
Well, I'm in El Pacifico here. I'm up on the L.A. Ventura County line.
Why don't you have a picture of, why don't you have the ocean or something?
Because we're just testing out our new video equipment, and we have a beautiful backdrop of Seattle, which is where my producer, Jason Rantz, resides. And it's a beautiful city, so.
I wanted to, if I could, see, forgive me, that didn't make any sense to me. And
does that make you feel superior?
No, it doesn't make me feel superior. No, sir. No, it doesn't. But I do want to ask you something about what you do.
Go ahead.
You see, you talking to me, and I yesterday I told you, I forgive you, but you laughed at me, and I asked myself, I'm giving an address to people on the situation in the Middle East, and why the people there are uprising against their governments, and the reality, in my opinion, the same as Louis Farrakhan that's going to visit America, and I'm giving this talk, and you laugh at me, and I ask, how does this world get so balled up that you... With a year and a half, I don't think you got a year and a half of JC, laugh at me, and I got my master's degree from Morehouse College, and I did my postgraduate work at the very same school that Condoleezza Rice went to, University of Denver. Now, I want to ask you something. I've seen you on the television. I've seen you on video. How is it you sit there and hop around like a monkey? It looks to me, Mr. Hendry, and I don't mean any offense, but what you're doing there, you look like a monkey, moving all around like a monkey in a cage, you know.
And but you don't mean any offense.
I don't. I'm being very descriptive. Understand there's a difference. I'm being descriptive, and you look like a chimpanzee moving around and grabbing this and grabbing that, hopping all over the place.
And what do you mean grabbing this and grabbing that?
I'm watching you on your video, okay?
Right.
And you're... grabbing knobs and twisting and jumping and scratching yourself, and it reminded me of going to the primate house at a monkey, at a, what do you call a monkey zoo, or wherever they keep. Now,
you know, if I said to you the very same thing...
That would be racist.
Yeah, there you go. It would be racist. Yeah, but not you to me.
I don't recall white people ever being consistently compared to a monkey. You?
It's individual white people, yeah.
Well, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the consistent comparison. But I'm not saying that you are a monkey. I ain't even saying you look like a monkey. I'm saying your movements are monkey-like. Is what I'm saying.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL. You know what? I'm not even going to argue with you. I'm going to go back to this gentleman who's been hanging on. It's John in New Bern, North Carolina. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the whole discussion on who laughed and who. That's just that seems like something that I would argue with my best friend about when I was 12. My question is,
he looked like a monkey. That's all.
Okay, well then, if that's what you think, that's your opinion, and you're able to have one in this great nation, and so is he, and so am I, and so is everybody else. I don't need to get into opinions. My question is the whole Middle East uprising? Are you when you say it? When you agree that it's going to come to America, are you saying it's going to come at the rural area, the state level, the national level? I mean, what do you mean by when you agree that it's going to come over here?
But I believe that we're going to have, as Mr. Farrakhan said, there will be a urban uprising of the have-nots against the have. Same as you've seen in the Middle East, you see. And
you don't see any difference between the United States and the Middle East.
I'm trying to answer this gentleman's question, and you just jump right in. And that's why I say it reminds me of a monkey at the zoo.
And you know, whether it reminds you of a monkey or not, you believe that this is going to happen in the United States because we're the same as Bahrain, we're the same as Tunisia, we're the same as Egypt.
I think that we have... See, you're asking me questions, and John, forgive me, but Mr. Henry has... You're asking me questions you got no right to ask.
And why don't I?
Because you don't have the education. See? So that's what I'm saying, John.
You're saying that to me, or...
I'm saying to you, sir, yes, I do believe it'll be urban, and I do believe it will be among the lower classes, the less privileged classes, the people, lower middle class and lower class people, economically deprived for a long time in this country, yes.
Now, are you saying that it's going to be on the same violent level as it is going on over there?
I do. Absolutely, yes.
See, no, now, I would
disagree,
I would,
too.
I would disagree with that because let's say I'm poor and you know I'm not like a bunch of my buddies get together
you?
and we retaliate. Now if we're just retaliating,
what's your educational level? Can I ask you if you've been to college?
Oh God.
No, I went to high school and then I joined the military.
Okay. Yeah. See, I can't. You know.
Is there a problem with being in the military?
No, there's nothing wrong with being in the military, but I don't think you have the education to argue with me.
Well, I have the education to lead people into battle and to make sound decisions in a split second.
Absolutely.
Saves lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'd say,
argue with me about that.
You know.
Well, I keep up with these international things because that's where I might go. And,
right,
and
that's
the thing.
That's
those are the things that I might have to deal with.
But I'm an educated man, see? And
here we go again. I mean, it's like we're right back where we started.
And you keep sending me back.
See, Professor, and I understand that. I understand you're educated, and I'm not questioning that. And like these past callers, I'm not going to ask you questions about my job, and I don't need to hear questions about your job. I understand that you're smarter than me in certain areas, and I know that I'm smarter than you in certain areas, just not in the same areas. So if we can agree to disagree... I would say that if something like Libya happened here, let's say at a state level,
it's not going to happen here. It's not going to happen here.
Saying,
I mean, look, the closest we ever came. Excuse me for interrupting, but I got to move this along. The closest we ever came to Libya in this country was in the 1960s when we had a series of urban riots. We had a series of from one city to the next of urban insurrections, if you want to call them that, Professor. And that was one city after the next. I mean, Philadelphia, Detroit, Washington, New York, Los Angeles, the South. It was all over the country, and somehow we were able to weather that, pull it together, and survive on to the present day. We're always looking for these apocalyptic scenarios. Thank you very much for your call, John. I appreciate it. We're always looking for these apocalyptic scenarios. We're always, because the American people just love to scare themselves.
So you're trying to tell me that what happened in the 1960s is what happened in Libya right now?
I'm telling you, the closest our country has come in recent years to what's happening in Libya, Egypt, was the urban insurrections of the 1960s, what we called then the riots. But they were dissatisfied, angry, pissed off Americans, and they had every right to be. And they went out and they hit the streets and they started taking it out on each other, on their neighborhoods, on cops, on the National Guard, and vice versa. And it was a horrible, bloody time.
Well, you just said a whole lot there, and you didn't allow me to say anything. And you didn't allow me to say, and plus you hung up on that guy. So now he thinks that you're telling me what to do, and I'm the guy with the education.
You're the guy with the education. Tell me what I just said. What's wrong with it?
I'm not going to comment on what you just said, because you don't have the education for me to comment on it. It might be very good, but I'm not going to comment on it. What happened was, as you started talking, that guy hung up. And I'm sitting here like you're scratching my nappy head and saying, now, you take your books, boy, get.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
And you're laughing at me again.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
Well, it sounded to me like I had bare feet and overalls. You scratched me on my nappy head and said, you best get now, boy. Because that guy's not on the phone anymore. And you're talking to me, an educated man.
About my opinion, that I think that's what the last time that that happened in the United States. I think that in this country, we're constantly seeing these terrible things for being something worse than they are. Here is Robin in Boston. Go ahead, Robin. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. I don't know.
Hi.
Is this Robin? Or is your name Robin?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just had to say that just because someone goes to college doesn't mean that they're fully educated. Some of the most intelligent people I know didn't finish college. For example, my father...
Well, how do you know they're intelligent? How do you know they're intelligent?
Well, my father, for example, he knows a lot about astronomy, history. He can hold his own in any political discussion that I have with him. It's, you know, intelligence isn't just formal education. It's about what you know in general. And
that's all fine and dandy, but when we're talking about whether or not the urban insurrection of the 1960s is the same as the insurrections in Libya and Egypt. And Mr. Hendry says that that was as close as we ever came to it in this country. And he kept talking about it till that one guy hung up. And I'm sitting here with a college degree, and he's treating me he's visiting my shack in the backwoods of West Virginia working for Vista.
Well, yes, it may not have been good that he cut the guy off. I don't know how the show works and how the timing works, but you can't keep using your education as, you know, every time someone brings up a point and they ask you to respond,
right,
you claim that you can't respond because you're an educated man and that they don't deserve a response. The only thing that separates between you and Mr. Hendry is 2 years of college, only 2 years of education.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. I went to 4 years, then I did my postgraduate work. So I've got 8 years of education, Mr. Hendry. In other words, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 10, and Mr. Hendry is 1/8.
1/8 on a scale of 1 to 10.
That's right.
Well, I apologize for saying that wrong. But you should be educated enough to understand that not everyone who you talk to is going to be as educated as you are. And you should understand that you need to bring, I'll use your term. You need to bring yourself down to their level so that you can have a conversation. And maybe some of the people without college education are just as intelligent as you in other ways.
Robin, that's a very good point. That is a very good point. And in fact, I did do that once. I decided I would bring myself down to people's level when I was teaching, my very first years of teaching at the high school level. And I wanted to lower myself and lower myself and lower myself. But you know, Robin, there are times you can do that and you lose yourself. I woke up, and I'm not proud of this. I woke up in bed with a 16-year-old girl. That's how low I sunk. What are you laughing at?
Good God!
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing. That's how low you... Robin's talking about education.
I know what she's talking about, sir.
Okay, and so you wanted to reach out to your students and you wind up sleeping with us.
To do with education.
No, but you said to lower myself to their level. And I lowered myself so much.
Intellectually.
I woke up, there were bottles of wine laying around, and a woman in thank God I was only about 28, 29 years old myself, but the fact is, I got up from that bed, I remember throwing up, and walking outside and wondering, what have I done, you know? And I walked halfway down the street in just a pair of underwear and a T-shirt. I didn't even want to get dressed, I just kept walking.
So in your effort to reach out and lower yourself to your student's level, you wound up sleeping with one of them and drinking wine and walking home half naked?
Yes, that's the whole point. Again, see?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
This is why when I say to you, Mr. Hendry, I tell the truth. I tell people how I've come up. I tell people the tough road I've been down. And like I said on Sunday, and you sat there, and here's Robin and the two of you laughing like a couple of hyenas.
She's not laughing like a hyena. She's giggling.
Well, it's the same spike into my gut.
Okay,
well,
Robin, thank you very
much.
It's okay. Forget it.
Robin, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Boy, I'll tell you.
What, seriously, what is up with that, with you laughing? And
you're telling me you tried to lower yourself and understand your students, and you wound up in bed with a 16-year-old girl with wine empties laying around.
That's exactly what happened. I'm not proud of that at all. I'm not proud of that at all. But that's what happened. And I try to tell people that and tell people how I've come up a long way and how I've come up a tough road. And they go, ha, 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 ha. Now, what do you say to a man like that? What do you say to a man that laughs in your face after you show him something that you sweated on while you lived in solitary confinement in a dungeon, chained to a wall, bleeding, and you show him the thing that you worked on, and he goes, and he does this. Here, hold on. Like that. I had to put the phone down because the last man, that's exactly how he sounded.
I guess that was me, huh?
Yes, sir.
877-876. I wasn't laughing at you in the middle of any kind of pain, sir. You were in the middle. You were talking about the Middle East. 877-876-PHIL. This is Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Which is considered spiritual counseling by its members.
Can you hold on for a minute?
What?
We're back here on the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. In the last segment here with Professor Emory Clayton, Minister Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, as you just said to me, Professor, in this talk that he gave on Sunday, now, you know, let me just say this, and then you can comment, okay? I'm not giving an opinion. I'm just, you know.
Well, you are giving an opinion.
Well, just listen to this, man.
You know something? I don't like being called man. All right, you know, I left my jitterbugging days.
All right, I apologize. Minister Farrakhan praised Scientology and its founder, L. Ron Hubbard. He extolled the virtues of Scientology and its auditing process. L. Ron Hubbard is so exceedingly valuable to every Caucasian person on this earth. L. Ron Hubbard himself was and is trying to civilize white people and make them better human beings and take away from them their reactive minds. Mr. Hubbard recognized that his people have to be civilized, Farrakhan said to a cheering crowd. He's described a 1983 religious experience in which he ascended into a flying saucer and heard the voice of Elijah Muhammad predicting historical events that came to pass. And he, the keynote address titled God Will Send Saviors capped a weekend of workshops focused on health, preparing for natural disasters and unidentified flying objects. The Nation of Islam believes in a UFO called the Wheel or the Mother Plane.
Right. What do you want?
Well, do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. What makes you think, because when Minister Farrakhan says that there's going to be upheaval and uprising in the Middle East and it will travel to America, I mean, a lot of what he says makes sense. There's no denying that. There's no denying. Do I agree 100%? No.
And well, what part do you agree with?
What part do I agree with? You can't deny that there might be people on other planets. Are you trying to deny that?
No, I'm not.
All right. All Minister Farrakhan is saying that if there are people on other planets, get ready. And he's talking about L. Ron Hubbard. You know, I think he said something about Scientology. It makes a lot of sense. All these white people are trying to run down L. Ron Hubbard and say he a charlatan, some kind of a murderer. I mean, they've said all kinds of things about this man. And yet he's the only white man I can think of to come along and talk to other white people and say, you got to get your mind right. Your minds are nothing more than receptacles for garbage. The white man's mind has been a receptacle for garbage for so long. Along comes L. Ron Hubbard to say, let's clean that garbage out. Let's clean that trash out. and focus on the flying saucers and the things that are happening. And if, what do they call them? They call them nuts. But my way of thinking of...
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Jerry in Jacksonville. Go ahead. Jacksonville, North Carolina. Go ahead.
My way of thinking, the man makes sense.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. Mr. Henry, it's the first time I've ever heard your radio show. I will be
yes,
a fan from now on.
Thank
but
you.
I have never heard such a pompous jerk in my life as this so-called professor you have on. I tuned in the middle of this program, and I would like to know where the professor teaches and what he teaches.
I teach at Grand Canyon College, and I teach UFO studies. Excuse me, I teach Caucasian, the history of the Caucasian, UFO studies, and urban studies.
History of the Caucasian.
That's right.
Okay, just to establish my bona fides in order to converse with you, as you have stated that...
I got to go. I
only
discuss
with educated people. No,
yes,
let me,
but, you know,
let me speak.
I know, but I've got a cab.
Only
I've got a cab
me.
Waiting outside. I'm trying not to, but I got a cab waiting outside. It's double parked.
Phil Hendry, you're rude.
I'm rude. I ordered the cab.